So if you look at three or four patterns in the natural, that's how you find the 5D parallel, the 5D source. In other words, you can do this with many things. Let's just use a magnet. So you break a magnet off and it pulls it back, right? You see the farmer, okay, so there's a fruit that the farmer takes the seed and spreads, throws the seed out, and the fruit comes back, right? So not only does the farmer get more seed, but he gets more fruit. So what you put out there multiplies and comes back. And that's God's universe. Be fruitful and multiply. Fruit, the seed is within the seed and just multiplies, right? Now, it's also true with the spirit realm, fruit of the spirit, be fruitful, full of fruit, full of the spirit. The fruit of the spirit, the reason it says the fruit of the spirit and the works of the flesh is because it's a principle. The fruit produces its own kind, right? That's why farmers get rich. Be fruitful and multiply. I sold a put option this week and it'll make $20. Free money from midair, from thin air, you know. Be fruitful and multiply. And so the arc, so you look at the different places where a piece is cut off and comes back, even sound waves, you hit your hand on something and sounds reflects back. You look in a mirror and it reflects back. So there's a reflection, you know. Reflect to come back, to multiply. The overarching pattern of this reality is God sent a seed out, made a bunch of copies, and is coming back, namely the elect saints. God spread the seed out, and if you think about reading the Bible, you read the Bible and you're trying to figure out what it means, you know. And then one day, it takes root, it germinates, you get born again, and the seed has planted in the womb of your heart. Now the world tries to steal it, the Jezebels, the Delilahs, the narcissists, the legalists, preachers, they try to steal that fruit from you. But what God started, he's going to finish. He that began a good work will finish it. He has to prune the fruit tree, right? He has to prune the trees and the weed, get rid of the weeds and pluck up the weeds. That's what's happening in your life. He that began a good work will finish it. So the overarching pattern is, just like the farmer, he plants the seed, expecting a return. He plants a seed expecting a return. And that's the way this whole thing is set up. This whole thing is set up that way. You plant a seed expecting a return. What do you think communication is? It's response. You say something to somebody, they say something back. It's back and forth. It's a reflection. And so everything goes back to that offspring, copy, image, reflection. And so what you reflect upon in your mind, it has to reflect. What you contemplate in your mind, you template. It has to template out in front of you. You're creating a template. What you brood upon, it has to birth. Why do you think they call it brood? Why? Who came up with that? Where did that come from? What are you brooding over? What are you birthing? It means something's going to birth. What are you thinking on? You're inking it out. What are you reflecting upon? P-O-N is pond, right? What vibration are you sending out in the pond? Reflect a pond. You are the pond. You are the reflecting pond, if you get a hold of that. And not just you, but everybody in front of you. Everybody's reflecting what they're pondering. That's what, to ponder something. Why they call it a pond? A bunch of fish in a pond. Nothing new under the sun. Ponder that one. What is a memory? A memory comes back. Something you remember, you come back. It comes back to your mind. It crosses your mind, the cross. If you ever have like a fleeting thought that crosses your mind out of nowhere, you pay attention to what it is. Line it up with scripture. If it lines up with scripture, it's from above. If it doesn't, it's from below. Speaking of that, from below, the devil's a liar, right? And so everything that the devil does is a lie. It's a fake reality. So I was thinking about, why would God allow the devil to exist? He doesn't really exist. He's in a fake reality. He's not alive. He's just like the sinner. They're dead in trespasses and sin. They don't really exist. They're dead. They're in some delusional world. They're dead. They don't really exist. They're dead in trespasses and sins. The only thing that exists is what? Truth and reality. If it ain't God's world, then it's not real. The devil's a defeated foe. Not only does he not exist, he has no power. Just like the witch has no power except the power you give him.